Midterm elections commonly see the minority party in Congress gain seats at the expense of the party that holds the White House. But President Donald Trump has a new idea to hold on to Republican majorities in next year's congressional elections. Midterm redistricting to create new congressional seats in red states. Governor Gavin Newsom is responding in kind, looking at redistricting in California.
It is a five-alarm fire for democracy in the United States of America.
Newsom spoke to the press after his meeting with Texas lawmakers. He was joined by Texas State Representative Rafael Anchia of Dallas, the past chair of the state's Mexican-American Legislative Caucus. He says Texas has been found to discriminate against people of color in its redistricting process every decade since 1970, and he's not happy with the new plan that Trump has proposed.
The Trump redistricting plan seeks to dismantle historic and important districts represented by African Americans and Latinos, where African and American and Latino communities have been able to elect the candidates of their choice historically. In trying to do this, it is going to cause great harm, not only to the people that we represent, to the voters of the state of Texas, but also potentially to all Americans.
Newsom says he's looking at a variety of options based on what happens in Texas. He says we want a fair playing field with everybody playing by the same rules.
That's no longer the case. We have to disenthrall ourselves that that's the case. Not with Donald Trump, not when he made a call to the governor of Texas and talked about finding five additional seats so that he can try to hold the line and maintain the majority in the House of Representatives. The game has changed.
Newsom says California is looking at three or four different pathways, but he says we're just looking at the process.
There are no maps that have been drawn. There's no sort of inside knowledge I have on that basis. This is a fluid conversation that came in reaction to the phone call from Donald Trump to Greg Abbott in Texas and the break the glass moment we're in. And look, this is existential. This is real life. Everything's on the line here.
He calls Trump's redistricting plan an assault on democracy. He says he supported independent redistricting, but now, he says, things have changed, and so must we.
And I believe that the people of the state of California understand what's at stake. If we don't put a stake into the heart of this administration, there may not be an election in 2028. That's how strongly I feel about this moment. And I think millions, hundreds of millions of Americans feel the same.
Newsom's meeting came a day after the Texas state legislature held its first public hearing on its mid-cycle redistricting proposal. The meeting of the Texas House Redistricting Committee lasted 5 hours, drawing speakers from across the state, none of whom spoke in support of redistricting. As for the Republican lawmakers, they did not interact much with the speakers, but the testimony grew heated at times. Democratic congressional candidate Isaiah Martin spoke past his 2-minute limit. When he refused to stop, his microphone was cut off. And then he was forcibly removed and thrown to the ground at least twice.
You need to have shame. History will not remember you for what you have done. It is a shame. Members, it is horrific for what you have.
Jesus, get off of him.
It's horrific for what you have done. You should all be ashamed. America will rise up against you.
The redistricting committee is planning 2 more hearings, Saturday and Monday, in Houston and Arlington. Democrats are also making their own plans. Some blue states, like New York, have shown an interest in Newsom's redistricting idea. Newsom says we must think anew, but more important, we must act anew.
You have other governors that are also expressing not just private concern, now increasingly expressing public concern. They understand what's at stake if these guys rig the game. They play by a different set of rules. And we can sit back and act as if we have some moral superiority and watch this 249, almost 250-year experiment be washed away. We are not going to allow that to happen. We have agency. We can shape the future.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.